Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Business Intelligence Fundamentals for Developers in Financial Services. Today, we are embarking on an exciting journey to understand the basics of business intelligence, our BI, and its profound relevance in the financial services industry. As we navigate through this stage, our goal is to ensure you gain a foundational understanding of BI, its benefits, and the key components that play a vital role in the financial sector. So, let's dive in. Main content. Definition of business intelligence. BI. Let's start by defining what business intelligence means. At its core, business intelligence refers to the technologies, strategies, and practices that organizations use to collect, analyze, and present business data. Imagine it as a comprehensive framework that turns raw data into actionable insights, enabling organizations to make informed decisions. In the financial services industry, where data is abundant and often complex, BI becomes a crucial tool. It helps financial institutions understand customer behaviors, market trends, and operational efficiencies, all of which are essential for maintaining a competitive edge. In simpler terms, think of BI as a sophisticated compass that guides financial organizations through the vast ocean of data. Just as a compass helps sailors find their way, BI helps businesses navigate their data landscape, ensuring they can chart a course toward informed decision-making and strategic growth. Importance and benefits of BI in financial services. Now that we have a clear definition, let's explore why BI is particularly important in financial services. The financial sector is driven by data. Banks, investment firms, and insurance companies rely on accurate data to assess risks, manage portfolios, and ensure compliance with regulations. BI provides these institutions with the capability to analyze vast amounts of data quickly and accurately. Consider a bank that wants to improve customer satisfaction. Through BI, it can analyze customer feedback, transaction history, and market trends to identify pain points and opportunities for enhancement. For instance, if a bank notices a trend where customers frequently call customer service about a specific issue, it can use BI to analyze the underlying data, implement changes, and enhance customer experience. The benefits of BI are numerous. Improved decision-making, increased operational efficiency, enhanced customer insights, and ultimately, a better bottom line. By leveraging BI tools, financial services can turn data into a strategic asset. For example, a financial advisor can use BI to segment clients based on their investment behavior, allowing for more personalized service and ultimately leading to higher client satisfaction and retention. Key components of BI: data sources, data warehousing, and data analysis. To fully understand BI, we must examine its key components. First, let's talk about data sources. In the financial sector, data can come from multiple sources: transaction records, customer interactions, market data, and even social media. Each of these sources contributes to a more comprehensive view of the business landscape. For example, a financial institution might pull data from its customer relationship management, CRM, system, transaction logs, and external market reports to create a robust picture of its operations. Next, we have data warehousing. A data warehouse is a centralized repository where data from various sources is stored and organized. It acts as a foundation for BI, allowing for efficient data retrieval and analysis. In financial services, a well-structured data warehouse can significantly enhance the speed and accuracy of reporting and analytics. For instance, a bank can quickly generate compliance reports from its data warehouse, ensuring it meets regulatory requirements without excessive delay. Finally, let's touch on data analysis. This is where the magic happens. Through various analytical techniques, ranging from basic reporting to advanced predictive analytics, organizations can uncover trends, patterns, and insights that inform strategic decision-making. For example, a financial advisor can use data analysis to identify investment opportunities for clients or to assess the risk associated with different portfolios. Additionally, by employing predictive analytics, a financial institution might forecast loan defaults, allowing it to proactively manage risk. Together, these components create a robust BI ecosystem that empowers financial services to make data-driven decisions and respond proactively to market changes. By understanding and effectively utilizing these components, organizations can not only survive but thrive in the competitive financial landscape. Conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, we have explored the foundational concepts of business intelligence and its critical role in the financial services sector. From understanding what BI is to recognizing its importance and delving into its key components, you now possess a solid groundwork to build upon. Remember, the ability to transform data into insights is not just a technical skill. It's a vital competency in today's data-driven world. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the principles of business intelligence to enhance decision-making in your area of expertise? 2. What specific data sources do you currently use? And how could they be leveraged more effectively through BI? 3. Reflect on a recent decision you made based on data. How might BI have changed your approach or the outcome? Thank you for joining me in this foundational exploration of business intelligence. I look forward to continuing this journey with you as we delve deeper into the world of BI in the upcoming stages.